Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And then we're having Joe Burrow problems and conversations. By the way, speaking of Joe Burrow and the Bengals, Mike White signing with the Cincinnati Bengals. He's on their practice squad now? Okay, practice squad. All right.
It's your boy.
Jake Browning, the starter, though, heading into this week and the next couple weeks for Cincinnati. By the way, Brian Baldinger joining us in 30 minutes. Baldy Breakdowns does it better than anyone else. 30 minutes, courtesy of River Islands. And then Dave Fleming also joining us at 9:20. Voice of the Giants. We bumped Dave up early because he had a massive debut yesterday down in the desert. Bryce Eldridge, the top prospect for the San Francisco Giants. Going 0-for yesterday as the Giants lose 8-1.
Well, I do find it interesting, like, and I acknowledge, let's acknowledge this. Quarterback is so different than any other position, right? I can't argue that. Like, duh. Like, and the amount of money that you've invested, like, if we were to you know, do it proportionately, I mean, this is going to be one of the largest investments you make in any position in any sport. Yeah. All right, outside of an NBA max salary contract. So I acknowledge all those things. But, like, at other positions, Jerick McKinnon was hurt, lost his job. They brought in Tevin Coleman. He was making a lot of money. Less than Jerick McKinnon, but a lot of money. He was your number one. And then Breida, who was making very little bit of money, took his job because Tevin Coleman got hurt. And then you know who ended up with a job by the end of the year? Raheem Mostert, making less than both of them. Right? So we do this at other positions where I'm not saying we ride the hot hand, but we go with who gives us the best chance to win on any given day based on how healthy are you? What's your availability? Can you help me win today? And so the tact I'm taking for the next couple of weeks is whoever's the healthiest that gives me the best chance of winning while trying to preserve my investment long term, which I'm very invested on because I don't want to have Brock Purdy have some chronic toe injury.
No.
That leads into the future.
No.
That's what you don't want.
That's the last thing you want. And then you're talking about this guy. And then again, the one word you don't want to attach with anyone is injury prone. And that is not what you want for your quarterback. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HG1 in San Francisco. An Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the Free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Valkyries game 2 tomorrow in the first round of the WNBA playoffs at Ballhalla South, if you will. It's going to be at SAP Center in San Jose. Can't wait for that one. We'll be locked and loaded. I'll be wearing my jersey tomorrow. You better be too, Joey, for that Valkyries home game. Their first ever home playoff game. Manana, hear it right here on 95.7 The Game. But we've talked about Mac Jones. Let's hear how his teammates feel about him. You want to listen to what Fred Warner was saying about one Mac Jones after the game on Sunday? Take a listen.
I'm absolutely dialed into what the offense is doing. I mean, he made such big plays in this game to keep our offense in it. And, of course, it's a group effort on that side, offensive line, you know, skilled players who are touching the football. I know they obviously, you know, want that fumble back, but all around to put up, what, 26 points, that's going to be winning football for us every week.
He kind of sounds like Mike Tomlin there.
A little bit.
The standard.
But no. I mean, Fred Warner. I mean, come on. Who's gonna question his knowledge and integrity?
But that's what you want. You want your leader sticking up. He is the leader of this entire team, as far as I'm concerned.
It did feel like the genuine happiness for Mac Jones was sincere from all the players.
Oh,
like, they like him.
Bosa, and here's Christian McCaffrey talking about having all the confidence in the world in Mac.
I didn't tell him anything. You know, Max played a lot of football games. He's won a lot of games. You know, he's been in that position before. And, you know, we all had full confidence in him. He had confidence in us. And I love the way he plays. He plays with so much swagger. You know, he gives it his all. He's so loose on the sideline and a great leader. So, you know, with a guy like Brock down and having Mac come in and step up like that was awesome.
So that was CMC, obviously. And then here's more from Christian McCaffrey, who had a great game against him. I keep seeing it. 6 receptions, 52 yards, 13 carries, 55. They didn't run it very effectively, but Shanahan pivoted pretty quickly. 39 pass attempts for Mac Jones, which is pretty insane considering Brock Purdy only had one game like that last season when he had 40 attempts. I know.
39. But it was a good strategy to win.
It was. Christian McCaffrey on, again, that they knew Mac would settle in.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, we knew that was going to be a fight of a game. It's a good team, and you know, a guy like Mac, you just never know when it's going to be. He can make any throw on the field at any point in the game, and you know, sometimes when bad stuff happens in the first drive, or you might go three and out, whatever it may be, you know, you can't get down because you know you never know with our defense. You never know when you're going to be up again. So I thought he did a great job staying poised the entire game.
And that was Christian McCaffrey. Again, we keep talking about this. This is the quote I'm going to keep going back to. Matt Barrows covers the team for The Athletic, very tapped in. The quote from his latest article, the 49ers don't seem inclined to rush Purdy back, in part because they have so much faith in Jones. That's from the head coach. It's from the general manager. You hear from his teammates. Where are Niner fans right now on their faith in Mac Jones going forward, being the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, 888-957-9570. How could you not have faith in a little bit more? You have, like, you can't tell me, Niner fans, if you had zero to none faith in him, you know, heading into this past week, that you don't have a little bit more. At the very least, you have to be a little bit more confident, right?
If this was Brandon Allen, right? And let's say they lost that game, right? It was Brandon Allen, and what he did last year, said, I'd be like, oh, we got to get Brock back out onto the field. You know, I was thinking about just, like, remove the quarterback position. Let's say if it was Fred Warner going through the same thing Brock Purdy's going through right now. Knowing that I got D Winters right now playing so well, boy, it feels a hell of a lot better playing like a backup, you know, in place of Fred, knowing like, hey, if we want to go anywhere special, Fred's got to be healthy. Fred cannot stay on an injured leg and for us to go anywhere. We saw that last year. Yeah. It didn't work out. Now, it's admirable he played through that, but he had to because the drop off from Fred to Devondre Campbell as your best linebacker was precipitous, right? Now with D Winters, I'm like, all right, that doesn't mean that like the next guy up is going to be, you know, even close to as good as Fred Warner, but I'm able to weather the storm of the absence of Fred because I feel so good about D Winters right now. D's not the player he is, right? No one's saying that. So, and they play slightly different positions, but you kind of get the metaphor that I'm going with here. Because Mac looked good, you know, it just buys me that extra week, and we just see where it goes.
By the way, you mentioned Fred Warner. He's going to be on our station later today, 3:30. Willard and Dibbs, the All-Pro, future Hall of Famer.
That's a good get.
Fred Warner.
The senator.
Yeah, the senator, the captain, if you will, joining the boys at 3:30. So be locked into there. And maybe we'll do a little nice little, you know, maybe, hey, if Baldy has something to say to Fred, maybe we'll throw him a bone there. Throw the afternoon guys a bone. We're talking about great comebacks. Shout out Willard and Dibbs. Great comeback story there in their own right. And by the way, usually Tuesdays, because we debuted it last week, usually from 8 to 10, we have Bonte Hill. Don't have Bonte today. Actually celebrating his birthday yesterday. So happy birthday, Bonte. Oh. So he's celebrating his birthday. He's got the week off. Bonte will be back next week. But it'll have Brian Baldinger in about 25 minutes, Joey. I know you're locked in on all things Baldy. By the way, I did have to chuckle a little bit this morning because I was watching the Baldy breakdowns, because it's the first thing I do. You know, you open the social media tabs, whether you're on Instagram, Twitter, you'll see the Baldy breakdowns. I saw a breakdown of a block. I can't believe I saw this guy's name on this team. It was Cameron Latu, the former 49ers tight end, who is now playing for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Of course
he is. Who I guess had a crucial block for a Saquon first down, touchdown, whatever it was. I was like, that Cameron Latu? And Baldy said something. I think he called him a rookie. And I was like, no, like, I was like, wait, am I remembering this? No, no, no. Cameron Ralty was drafted a couple years ago.
Yeah, fourth rounder.
But in fairness, like, to Baldy, he's like, he's never played an NFL, like a regular season game snap, I think. So there you go. Cameron Latu is a Philadelphia Eagle, Joe. Look at that. They just find ways to get these players.
The amount of third, fourth, fifth round picks that have just been discarded by the Niners is just, it's crazy. Well, I know it's an NFL thing.
Well, after Oren Burks like looked like a god in the playoff run last year for the Eagles, just making play after play, just sticking the knife more in there. So
there are two players that won Super Bowls that I will despise for a long, long time as players, not as human beings.
Maybe Oren Burks should have been the comeback
story. Cedric Wilson and Oren Burks.
Cedric Wilson and Oren, Jerick McKinnon.
I hate Jerick McKinnon too. the paper plane. There was a play back in the Edward Jones Dome. It might not even have been called that at the time, but it was the St. Louis Rams versus the Niners. And T.O. is yelling at Cedric Wilson to get down, get down, get down. And he's fighting for more yards. And they couldn't get enough time. They were in field goal range. And they couldn't get enough time to spike the ball and kick the game-winning field goal. It's one of the dumbest plays I've ever seen in my life. And then he went on the very next year to be a big-time contributor for a Pittsburgh Steelers team that won it all. It just made my head explode every time I saw Cedric Wilson.
Oh, my God. 888-957.
If I said the name Cedric Wilson, does it register on any of you guys?
Oh, no, dude.
Thank you, Brian. No, not for me. Not really. You just say certain names, though. They'll trigger certain things for me. You know, I was watching.
I think he was number 84 for the Niners, and I'm not sure what number he was for the Steelers.
By the way, did you watch any of the game last? 7 o'clock start time, real quick. What are we doing? Like that, like. I could watch an hour of that game and then I had to go to sleep because literally I had to get up for. But like,
no, the biggest
who's
thing
that
happened
for?
In that game,
if I'm on the East Coast, I'm pissed.
The biggest thing that happened in those games last night, and I'm just going to put this out. I love Brady. You know that. I love Brady.
Tom
making a deal with the whatever that flag football thing is that he's doing.
Not just Tom. Head coach of the 49ers is on that list, too.
I mean, Phil Mickelson was the first at the trough, if you will, to collect overseas money when it comes to the Saudi investment firm that's been throwing money all over the place. Dude, if they want to start up a radio station or a podcast or something,
my God.
Hit your boy up, dude. Like, they are throwing money everywhere. Brady, you are making $400 million from Fox. You're doing broadcasting right now. You're apparently an assistant coach and owner for the Raiders with a headset on. You're in a flag football league. You're doing hits on Colin Cowherd's show. How much money does Brady truly need? How much stuff does he need to do? I want to tell Brady, I love you. You need to pick a lane. I don't know what it is. Pick a lane. You're oversaturated. You are the Kevin Hart right now of sports. You're everywhere.
Ooh.
We need you to just pick a project, stick with it, stop being on everything. You're oversaturated.
You know how I want to throw this to the callers? Who needs to take a playoff right now in society? It's too much.
I love Brady, but it's too much.
Who needs to take a playoff right now? And this could go in 1,000 different directions. I see my producers being like, oh, God. Who needs to take a playoff right now? I said it a couple months ago, Joe.
Who?
There's too much Pedro Pascal. Hey, he needs to take a playoff. I love him. Starting off the game, yeah. Prince Oberyn, Game of Thrones. It was awesome. Fantastic Four. He's in too much stuff right now. He's in that HBO show. There's too much.
Well,
he's in The Mandalorian.
There's a Gavin Newsom joke in here somewhere.
Everyone,
for me, because you know I despise
Gavin.
It
can go to politics. I'm sure most people go there. But celebrities, artists,
Joel
players. There's a lot.
Closing the Great Highway.
You know who doesn't need to
vote today, folks?
You know who takes no plays off, and I'm glad he doesn't? It's Brian Baldinger. He's going to be joining us next. And you know what's going to be brought to you by? The California Office of Traffic Safety.
Would you rather have Brady with the headset on or the Colts Jim Irsay's daughter have headsets on overlooking your work?
On 95.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game. In the crosstalk last week when Carter brought me a cup of coffee, I'm not going to do the same as Sam Lubman, producer extraordinaire, brings you a cup of coffee. A cup of Joe, if you will. Joe Shasky.
Well, the machine was broken, but that's neither here nor there.
It's all good. I fixed it.
So what are we talking about here? So let's, because the audience is probably confused what we're talking about. So the Las Vegas Raiders minority owner and seven-time Super Bowl champion quarterback Tom Brady announced on Monday that he's teamed up with Fanatics, Fox Sports, and OBB and Media.
The guy who owns Fanatics is the guy, Josh Harris, you're alluding to.
For the Fanatics Flag Football Classic, Brady will play in a first-of-its-kind round-robin tournament featuring three teams of current and former NFL players. This tournament's going to be taking place March 21st, 2026 at the Kingdom Arena in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Among the participants, Saquon Barkley, CeeDee Lamb, Christian McCaffrey.
I don't want McCaffrey playing. I'm going to say that right now.
Too bad. Sauce Gardner, Myles Garrett, Brock Bowers, Max Crosby, Tyreek Hill, Odell Beckham Jr. Obviously, Tom Brady himself is going to be quarterbacking, and Rob Gronkowski. Some of the teams will also be coached by Pete Carroll, Sean Payton.
What a money grab.
And drum roll, please, Carter, if you have it. I have it right here. Final coach. Kyle Shanahan.
The name of this league is what?
It is called the Fanatics Flag Football Classic.
I need Shanahan to blow a lead in the championship game of this particular league.
He can't win the big football game. He didn't give the ball to McCaffrey.
Could you imagine?
They're not running enough.
Oh, my God.
He ran McCaffrey into the ground. Too many touches in the desert. Do they even have artificial surfaces over this? The whole thing's insane, by the way.
Or if he does win, it's like, you got to do it in the big games. The Super Bowl. Who is asking for this? Other than their bank accounts?
I mean, well, we got Brian Baldinger coming up in 8 minutes. Maybe Baldy can dust off the pads and go out there. We got, like, Odell Beckham, who's not even on a team right now, right?
Can't wait for those breaks.
But I'm just like, let's just, for a second, guys. Like, and I'm being dead serious here. McCaffrey, like, the Niners have paid him a lot of money to play football, and we know that, like, you know, he's just like, any play could be, like, the it for him.
Yeah.
At any point. And, like, I get it. I'm not going to control everything he does away from the game. He's probably working out and stuff. I know he is. He's working out away from the stadium and all that. But there is a big part of me that's like, I don't want you playing in some league, even if it's just for fun, dude. Like, I know I sound like a pearl clutcher here. It's just ridiculous. Like, what are we doing? Tom, Fox gave you $400 million. Do you really need the money to play in this flag football league?
Who needs to take a playoff more? Tom Brady or all these other players that are going to, like, not want to play next year? Like, literally, this is, what did it say, March 21st? Well, the season, like, some of these guys, like, the Super Bowl's in February. I'm Saquon Barkley, who has, like, a legitimate shot of playing in the Super Bowl after having all those touches this season. He's like, all right, yeah, come to fly over to the desert and play some flag football, too, in a round-robin tournament. What? Are you kidding me? And the fact that there's so many Raiders on here, including Tom, is hilarious, too, because he's a minority owner. He definitely forced Brock Bowers. He's forcing Max Crosby. Pete Carroll just turned 74 yesterday. Hey, Pete, old man, after the season, come on to the desert.
How much are they paying Shanahan to coach these games?
Well, that's...
I want to know.
Hey, Tom, what's your involvement in this?
Involvement with this team. We hear so much about Brady as the owner. Chip Kelly told us that he talks to Brady 2 to 3 times a week. They go through film, they go through the game plan, and Brady is a luxury for the coaches. Who else has an owner who's actually been there and done that?
So that wasn't involvement in flag football. That was involvement in the Raiders, because that was last night. So most of us were asleep, probably, if you get up early.
Well, he had a headset on.
He had a headset on in the booth.
Yeah. And he's in the booth. And then there's some, like, quality control coach sitting next to him. And, like, the whole thing was bizarre. And I was like, he's got a headset on.
Oh, and apparently he talks to Chip Kelly, the offensive coordinator, 2 to 3 times a week. And then Pete Carroll was asked about it after the game, and Pete had to do some, like, backpedaling, like, no, that's not accurate. And it's like, no, that was absolutely accurate. So, and they're trying to save face right now because Tom, working for Fox Joe, gets inside intel with all these meetings that he has.
They just broadcast the Chiefs-Eagles game.
Yep.
So if I'm the Chiefs, like, aren't you like, whoa, You came and did a bunch of meetings with us, and then you're talking to Chip Kelly 2 to 3 times a week?
I guess, so let me get the Raiders schedule here, because I think it was Albert Breer that had the Bears thing, which is interesting. So Tom Brady is calling the Bears game this upcoming week. Bears or whoever they're playing. I don't even know, because Bears stink. I'm not even on my radar.
Cowboys.
Right now. Cowboys, there you go. So Tom Brady and Kevin Burkhardt are going to be on that call. So he is going to be having conversations with Ben Johnson, with the defensive team, with everyone over with the Bears, because he gets insider info. These guys talk to the coaches, the staff, all of it. The Raiders play the Bears the following week at Allegiant Stadium. You don't think that if Tom Brady is talking 2 to 3 times to Chip Kelly, his offensive coordinator, that he's not saying, you know, I was sitting down and I was talking to Dennis Allen, defensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears, and, you know, this is what they really like to do. Like, yeah, there is a definite conflict of interest, but I guess we're all just going to sweep it under the rug. Whatever. Nothing to see here. It's kind of insane, Joe.
The whole thing,
like,
is
the whole
crazy.
Thing's insane.
The whole Brady thing is insane. I don't even know. He's just pick a lane. Like, you want to be an owner? You want to be a coach? Do you want to be a GM? You want to be a broadcaster? Do you still want to play? We're here for it. Just pick one thing and do it well.
Raider fans were wishing that he would come out of the booth yesterday after watching Geno Smith throw 3 interceptions. Looked god-awful. Carter lost money. He has his hand on his face. He's not feeling good about it. Again, overreactions in a couple weeks, we're always going to do this. Just because the Colts are 2-0 right now and Daniel Jones looks good doesn't mean anything. I urge everyone to remember last year, Derek Carr and the Saints this time looked awesome. Their offense looked incredible. They beat 2 teams that ended up being really bad, the Cowboys and the Panthers. Like, take a step back, and just because Mac Jones looked good against the Saints doesn't mean he's going to look good this week against the Cardinals. That, again, things are fluid. It's a week, again, it's the old cliche, but it's true. It's a week-to-week league. But we can only react to what we've seen. And last night was not a great performance from Geno Smith. And a former comeback story, as we're talking about comebacks.
You know, it's crazy. You were talking to me at the break about, you know, for fan bases, a redemption story is a great story.
Yeah.
But hitting on a high draft pick is a big one. And we'll talk about Bryce Eldridge's debut at some point today.
Dave Fleming, 920.
But I think about all the people that lost their minds about CJ Stroud. And It's like, hey, being a great player, whether you're Brock Purdy, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, CJ Stroud, Jaden Daniels, it's not about 1 year. It's never about 1 year. It's about year after year after year. That's what the great players do. And that's what separates someone like Drew Brees, who we've talked a lot about, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning. Like, those guys are legends, not because they had 2 or 3 year runs. They're legends because they were excellent for 15 years. Excellent for 15 years. And so I think some of the hard part is when you're doing all these, you know, evaluations, the way the NFL is, like, game to game, you could be the greatest player we've ever seen or the worst player we've ever seen. And we're so quick to anoint people and we're so quick to crush people. Look, I did this to Brock Purdy. I did this, like, in terms of anointing him as, you know, the next or whatever. But he's had a pretty robust amount of starts. He has less regular season starts than Mac Jones.
That's actually insane.
Isn't it?
Less regular season starts than Mac Jones. 50, you said that was Mac's 50th game that he started? Wow. But it makes sense. Mac's been in the league since, what, 2021?
A whole year ahead of him.
Yeah, so, I mean, but Max had a lot of opportunities. No, he did have a lot.
That's my point. So. And I wrote him off probably too quick.
I mean, the Patriot. He was written off by his own team a couple times already.
Did you write off Baker Mayfield?
Actually, I did. I thought that was, again, I've been trying to be better about this because I've been very reactionary when it comes to the sport of football my entire life.
We all are. That's not you exclusive.
I know. But I'm very sympathetic to quarterbacks because I've been watching such like poor ownership and coaching my entire life, watching the Raiders for as long as I have, that when it comes to organizations like the Cleveland Browns, I just knew they were going to mess it up somehow, some way. The one guy that comes in there and wins you a playoff game and almost beats the Kansas City Chiefs in KC, let's get rid of that guy because we want to go get Massage Watson over here.
The Steelers in a playoff game.
Crushed them. Destroyed them.
It really is nuts.
In Pittsburgh. Destroyed them. That was like the high watermark of the Cleveland Browns the last 30 years. It was Baker Mayfield. So they ship him off. He goes to Carolina with Sam Darnold of all people. By the way, the Carolina Panthers had Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield at one point, which is insane because both those guys, talking about comeback stories, have been pretty good ones as a recent
memory.
They're
making a lot of money, both of them, right now.
I thought the Raiders, when they got Josh McDaniels, they should have gone after Baker Mayfield. They ended up pivoting to who? Jimmy Garoppolo. The rest is history. It was just all awful. But I never wrote off Baker. I always loved his swagger, his intensity. I loved him at Oklahoma. I love that him and Nick Bosa hate each other. I love all about it. I love that he gets in the opposition's face all the time and let them know about it. He is my kind of quarterback. Now, it's not everyone's cup of tea, but I never wrote off Baker Mayfield because I knew in a good situation, he could still be a good quarterback.
You know what it is about him that I love as I watch him? And I feel like Brock plays this way at times. Mm-hmm. It feels like every snap he plays, like it's the last down of football he might ever play.
Yeah.
There's a quality that when I watch him, like he is so hell-bent on playing a certain way. Now, look, that can get you in trouble. You know, yeah. Not every play is going to be some outstanding play where you've got to break three tackles and throw it in the middle of coverage. Sometimes you just got to throw it away or take a sack. Sometimes you do. That is the best play, is taking a sack, as silly as that sounds. And there is a quality of Brock has this where when I'm watching him, I'm like, he is playing these downs, like it's the last time he'll ever play football. And I appreciate that style of play. I always have. Garcia had that quality about him. I think at times Steve Young had that quality about him. There's just something I respect that style of play.
He plays with an edge. But
ooh, I like that.
And it's also, it's because of their stature a little bit too, because they aren't like the tallest. Like Baker's not the tallest guy. Brock's not the tallest guy. They're not these 6'4", 6'5", guys that stand so tall in the pocket. Brady, if you will. Like, I think people sleep. Tom Brady's really tall. Like, he's like 6'3", 6'6". Like, he's a big guy. He's got a big arm. Joe Flacco, huge. Ben Roethlisberger, Big Ben. Phillip Rivers, I think, was 6'3". Like these guys are big. Eli Manning, the Mannings. Like, there is something about these guys, these smaller guys. Drew Brees had these similar qualities when they're just kind of running around, facing the pocket. It's like, how do the... And we were at joint practices, Joe, when we see Brock with those linemen that are 6'5", 6'6", 350 pounds. How does he see over it? So I do think there was, while we were watching Mac Jones over the weekend, and I know you alluded to it in the text chat and in the thread, there are some qualities when you watch it, it just looks a little bit different. And it was new, and it was, he's standing over the pocket. He could see the whole field. He could go through the progression. He threw these receivers open. Yeah.
I know we only got a tiny glimpse of Trey Lance, but, you know, Max, probably one of the biggest quarterbacks they've had under center in a regular season game. If you just throw Trey Lance to the side, since what? Since Hoyer?
He's listed as 6'3". I don't think Brian Hoyer's
big,
that tall.
Dude. I don't know if Hoyer is either.
Brian Hoyer, let me see his height right here. I think he's like a 6-foot guy. He's not very big. Yeah, he's 6'2". He doesn't look 6'2".
No.
Again, some of these guys with cleats on, you never know. But Mac looks... He looks the part.
Yeah,
he does.
And to be able to hit your back foot in the pocket and kind of survey where you want to go and not have to, you know, maybe move the platform to be able to get some vision on, especially in this offense, balls over the middle.
I love when a quarterback is just standing and surveying the field. There is something about the nonchalant nature of a quarterback, whether it was, you know, the Kenny Stablers of the world, Tom Brady, their ability, as I'm standing up here for the YouTube audience, just to just stand, survey, look around, and then just strike.
Yeah.
And he did that to Juwan Jennings. It was a beautiful throw and catch. And Juwan getting that touchdown. I can't wait to talk to Brian Baldinger here momentarily about it. Baldy's breakdowns every single Tuesday, 7:30. Can't freaking wait to talk to him about it. And we got to open up with the quarterback with Baldy. We're going to do that here momentarily. And I do wonder where he is at on Mac Jones, because I don't think he ever, you know, viewed Mac Jones as some like bust or anything like that. I think Baldy probably views it how you view it. The guy, after his rookie season, was just dealt a bad hand coaching-wise. And honestly, I would urge everyone, like, who is the best offensive player that Mac Jones has had in his career? Can you name him?
Brian Thomas?
A rookie.
I'm randomly throwing that out there. You're probably right.
Jacoby Myers? Who at best on a, we like Jacoby.
Fringe Pro Bowl guy.
He's a fringe, exactly. He's a fringe wide
receiver.
After
a bunch of guys have said no to the Pro Bowl game.
Like, his best connection there was with Kendrick Bourne.
There is a swagger about Bourne when you watch the games back. He does play. He plays with unbelievable confidence.
He does.
For a very mediocre player.
You know, Kyle Shanahan on the conference call yesterday talked about the swag of Mac Jones. And there is something about the swagger that McCorkle has. Again, with the name McCorkle.
I just think Mac's confident in himself. I mean, not everything went perfect. I mean, especially the way we started out. We had a big 3-and-out to start. The next time we got up, we're looking at 3-and-out again because it was 3rd and 14. And for him to step in and throw that dagger throw to Ricky when the corner was in front of it, there was a guy in his face, but he wasn't sitting there worried about looking bad or anything like that. He had the confidence to make a rip and the confidence in Ricky to step in front of it. So I think, you know, you can see people's personality and how they play. And I think that's what makes guys believe in him.
Ooh, I love that. You can see personalities with how they play. I could see and hear Brian Baldinger's personality right now because it's Shark Week.
He breaks down plays better than anyone.
I mean, this is like Shark Week now. And you know what Baker Mayfield is? He's chum. Look at these sharks. You think you're getting away from those four angry sharks? It's Shark Week. It's time to eat. Make the read. Urgency. That's the name of the game right here. Urgency. Now, on it. He's on it. Touchdown. Beautiful throw.
He's our 95.7 The Game NFL insider, Brian Baldinger.
And he joins us now, and it's presented by our proud partner, Golden State Lumber and Showroom, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. Building better starts with Golden State. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. And he joins us on the River Islands guest line, Brian Baldinger. And Baldy, let's just bring you right into the conversation we were just having. We just heard from Kyle Shanahan on his media conference call yesterday after the Niners moved to 2-0. He said Mac Jones is playing with swag. Is that the word that you would use to describe Mac Jones' performance?
He played well. I mean, he got the ball out of his hands and made the right reads, and the offense move, that 2-minute drill before the end of the half, was excellent. Swag is often associated with, like just crazy good plays. Sometimes you just have to be efficient with the ball. You know, he's got a bunch of backup tight ends he's throwing the ball to, and maybe they connected a bunch, on practice squad or whatever, but I thought he played well. I thought, you know, they're fortunate to get a backup quarterback that understands where to go with the ball and to make the throws that Mac did.
Yeah, you know, Baldy, every player has strengths and weaknesses, regardless of position. And I thought that he made a couple of really nice third down throws. The 2-minute drive that you described, the ball over the top to Jennings. He had one on a crosser to Pearsall. That was a great ball, a kind of a deep comeback to Christian McCaffrey. That was excellent. And I love that touchdown pass that he floated to Christian McCaffrey. What did you think of his ball placement? Because I thought it was, for the most part, really, really, really good.
Well, the touchdown in McCaffrey is not an easy throw. Because, you know, he's going full speed, you know, to the sideline there in the end zone. And so you've got to be able to throw it so that, you know, you don't run out of real estate. You know, you can't just give him a big runway to go chase it. You're going to end up out of bounds. So that throw's got to be thrown with touch. But you still got to drive it because that's a zone look. And they got a good pre-snap read that it was going to be zone by how they moved McCaffrey into the slot. But I thought that was a really good throw. And, you know, the touchdown to the tight end was, you know, to Luke, it was really, really good. So, like, I just thought there was enough good throws in a game where, you know, look, the Saints, you know, they still got Kamara. They still got players, you know. It's not like you could just throw the ball out there and just go win the game. I mean, you're trying to put their team, 49ers trying to put their team together. Saints got an excellent play caller and excellent offense coordinator, Kellen Moore. He's very, very bright in what he does. And Spencer Rattler played pretty good. So, you know, it was a dogfight. But, you know, I thought Mac was one of the difference makers in that game. And, of course, you know, you're starting to see the return of Christian McCaffrey. It's coming. Like, he's going to break one. He's getting very close.
You know, I'm glad you brought up CMC. We'll get back into Mac and Brock and all that stuff in just one second. I thought Shanahan was brilliant in this game, the way he deployed CMC, and I thought CMC's running was more decisive. He had great vision, a couple of beautiful cutbacks, and some power. But there was a play on third down where they kind of like motioned him out from the shotgun formation and then used him on this little out pattern. And then in the red zone, they moved him into the slot on a similar out pattern. The way they used him in this game, to me, was just brilliant. I loved it, quite frankly, Baldy. Yeah. And I'm really encouraged with Shanahan using him and the way CMC looked. What'd you think?
Oh, I'm completely in agreement. You know, they did one of those, you know, where they motioned him out. He's not really a running back. He's not really a receiver. He's in that sort of dead area out there. And I saw him. They got him matched up with Pete Warner on a comeback, and Mac Jones threw it on timing. Like, they'd been practicing that throw quite a bit. And that's one of the other things you saw from Mac was some throws that were on timing. Balls out of his hands before the receiver's out of the break with anticipation. But I thought McCaffrey, like, it's been a long time since I've seen him explode like that. Sometimes you could just see the rubber kicking up from the ground when he's making these violent cuts. You always know that, like, he's seen it really good when the explosion's back, when he's jumping through a hole, not running through a hole. He jumps through a hole sometimes to clear the trash. And then he's like, you know, coming to a 2-point stop, and, you know, the kid Justin Reed made a good tackle on him. Otherwise, I think he was gone. So he's getting close. I think the explosive run is coming, and I don't, you know, it's going to be any week now. But I think he's the thing that I thought last year, because of no camp and all the, and the, you know, the off season and the, you know, the inflammation and the tendons. Like, I didn't think his feet and eyes were married together. And his vision's always been so great, but his feet could get him to that. Now I see his feet and eyes working together, and he's seeing it on the wind back where the lane is, and I could see, like, he's starting to feel more confident. I never felt at any point last year that he played with any confidence. And I feel like Kyle knows he's coming. And I think Kyle's having a lot of fun getting him back into this offense, regardless of who's at.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Left guard, who's that quarterback? Who's that tight end? Like, that's the chess piece right there that he needs to continue to move around.
Talking about Brian Baldinger here on the Morning Roast, our Odyssey NFL Insider, best football show podcast, Spadoni and Chasky with you. And that's the word right there, confidence. Kyle Shanahan, Christian McCaffrey, Fred Warner, all his teammates talked about the confidence they had in Mac Jones. I mean, it doesn't get more confident than, you know, you have Christian McCaffrey as a running back, and your opening three plays, Baldy, are all passes. 39 pass attempts for Mac Jones. Does that shock you at all?
Not really. I mean, the strength, I think, of New Orleans defense is the front. You know, I mean, you know, Granderson and Hayward, you know, Cam Jordan. I mean, they've got some dogs up front. They're not easy to move. You know, you lose your left guard, you know, during a game, and you got a rookie in there playing. Like I thought that's probably the best way to attack them. But I think, you know, and if anybody's around Mac Jones, like, the kid's got a smile on his face. You know, he approaches the game the right way. I'm sure Kyle's coaching him hard like he coaches quarterbacks hard. But, you know, the guy has a lot of confidence in himself. I mean, you know, he's very calm. He's a lot like Brock in some ways. He's not the athlete I don't think that Brock is. Like, I think Brock just moves better and is a better runner. But that's okay. That's not Mac Jones's game. I know coming out of Alabama, you know, that's the year they drafted Trey Lance. I mean, I honestly thought they were going to draft Mac Jones, you know, that year over Trey Lance. I think there was even a battle in the organization. I don't want to revision history here, you know, so I don't know all those details. But, like, I know he liked him coming out of school. That was for school. That's for sure.
Baldy, how should they approach this Brock Purdy injury over the next couple of weeks? I mean, you were a player. You're studying film. You talk to GMs and different people. You see what happened with Burrow, and we know that these turf toes can linger. It ended Patrick Willis's career. So if they came to you and they said, Baldy, you know, how should we look at this Purdy-Mac Jones situation over the next couple of weeks, how would you advise them?
Well, here's the thing. You can play. I mean, there's varying degrees of turf toe. Okay, there's some where you can't walk. All right, like, it literally, you can't put any weight on your foot. There's some where you can play a game. There's ways to get, but it's almost impossible to practice with this turf toe. All right, it's just too painful, and so I think that's going to be a factor. Is when can Brock Purdy practice? I think he can go out there within a week or two, probably, because it doesn't sound like it's as serious as Burrow. But regardless, I don't want to, you know, try to make some sort of false claim that I don't know. But that's the problem. I've had it. Like, it's impossible to practice with. And so now you're just a spectator. So then you're going to, okay, do you spectate all week? And then think that the timing is going to be good game day because you can get through the game? Like, I think it's going to be a few weeks here, Joe.
Well, so let's play out the schedule just very quickly here. They got Arizona this weekend. That would be 2 full weeks if he misses. Then you get Jacksonville, would be 3 full weeks. But you have a quick turnaround against the Rams on Thursday night. So, like, I mean, again, we're all just guessing here. I'm not comfortable with him playing against Jacksonville and turning around playing 4 days later. Like, again, we don't know his body. So I'm just, how would you view this?
Well, I mean, it's going to be up to Brock. Like, you know, it's a long season. We're only in September. All right. You got the 2 wins to start. You can't say, okay, let's target this date. Because that's not how it works. You can't target the date. You don't know how it's going to feel and how the inflammation is going to go down, how it's going to heal up. And then if it does heal up to the point where you can play, does it get re-injured? And then you're really going to miss time. So I just think when you get that kind of injury, like he's on his toes the whole time. Any kind of a drop back, you're on your toe. Like there's no way to really go work around it. And so I think it's not even a pain tolerance. Like the thing's got to heal. You know, because it's a long season and you know, you're trying to avoid, you know, quick pressure, blitzes, whatever. I mean, anything could kind of set it off. So I think we're looking at a couple of weeks probably to make sure it's healed before they put him back out there.
Talking with Brian Baldinger here on the Morning Roast. And Baldy, the name everyone keeps bringing up after these first few weeks, and again, it's early, but D Winters, man, this guy is just flashing left and right. The swagger. We're kind of calling him Dre Greenlaw light, but and even at the penalty like Dre would have in the past with the roughing of the quarterback out of bounds.
It was definitely a Dre Greenlaw penalty.
It was, but
definitely. He sent him right into the bench.
It was great though.
The thing is look, the tackling was not great as a group, especially on Kamara, I thought. But I did think they played with a great deal of violence. And D Winters is a violent player, and that's what we always said about Dre. That's what we said about, you know, Azeez Al-Shaair. Like, they were violent players. They attacked the line of scrimmage. The hits, you can hear the hits from D. So I feel like Fred's got a real partner in crime next to him back there because Fred's playing out of his mind. Like, he looks like it's unreal, honestly, after, you know, maybe some injuries last year to slow him down a little bit at the end of the season. But, you know, that fumble – that he caused against Kamara, taking that ball away. He's just flying, man. He's just flying to the ball right now. And so his coverage has always been great, but you know, Fred wants the ball, and he got the ball the other day. But they tried to find that guy next to Fred all year last year, and I don't know how many different guys they threw in there, but none of them looked right next to Fred. D. Winters looks like he's the right guy.
Yeah, he does. And I just kept asking myself, like, was he just not ready last year? Because Devondre Campbell was so bad. Like, is this just Robert Saleh? Like,
I'm glad he quit, honestly. Like, it's probably the best thing to happen to the 49ers.
Wow. That's a sentence. Looking at all the young guys on defense, Robert Saleh has that back end in position to make plays. And I feel like that wasn't the case the last couple of years. You got so many young guys. Mykel Williams, obviously on that line, playing alongside Bosa. Alfred Collins playing on that line. Marquis Siegel on the back end. Upton Stout, Renardo Green. Just your overall thoughts on the complement of young players that are getting baptized by fire in the Robert Saleh system against NFL teams right now. How are they looking?
So here's the thing about young players, and every one of those guys you just mentioned, you're spot on, Joe, is if they're the right guys, you can live with mistakes, you can live with penalties because they've committed some, but they're going to get better, and they're going to add speed to the defense. The defense is much faster than at any point last year. Last year, they just looked old and slow. So they're faster right now. They're more aggressive than they have been. That's Saleh, and playing fast. There's going to be mistakes made along the way. There's just because the game moves so fast, you can't always be in the right position. You can't always fly the ball. But you can live with the mistakes early, but they're going to make plays later on. And I feel like that's where they're at right now.
Baldy.
In fact, I wrote this down. I wrote this down to your point. Young guys got to play and they got to learn, including like Pinnock is new to the defense. So Siegel, Stout, Green. Like, they got to play and they got to learn. You got to live with it. Mistakes are going to be made, penalties, whatever. You got to live with it. But I think they're the right guys right now.
Brian Baldinger here on the Morning Roast, Odyssey NFL Insider. And Baldy, I saw your video and the Baldy breakdowns. Do it better than anyone else, by the way. I saw your one on Cameron Latu this morning, and Niner fans are like, wait, he exists still. There you go, former Niners draft pick Cameron Latu making the block for the Eagles. But I saw your one on Bryce Huff making the play. Week one, it was Bosa making the game-winning play. Now this week, we're talking about Bryce Huff. And it was kind of like a low-risk, you know, trade, right? He had success with Robert Saleh in New York. Didn't do much in Vic Fangio's scheme last year with the Eagles. Gets an opportunity here. You got Micah Williams, obviously, but Bryce Huff, I didn't know he had this sort of speed, Baldy. Like, I'm looking at him and Bosa. Again, it's 2 weeks. We're not overreacting to anything. I can only react to what I've seen, but I've been impressed.
Joe, here's the thing. The Eagles made... They made a mistake. I'm not saying it's monumental or anything. He's not a linebacker. He is a pass rush specialist. He's got to put his hand in the dirt. He's not a stand-up outside linebacker like they wanted him to be for Vic Fangio in Philadelphia. It didn't work out. You know, the Eagles ate their loss. They got other guys. It happens. But Saleh knows what Huff is. It wasn't just, I mean, he closed the game out the way Nick did the week before. So that's what you want. You want your great players to close the game out. Nick was awesome. Nick looks like a different guy. But he's got somebody that can come off the edge opposite him right now. And he's better than anybody they've had over there the last couple of years. His takeoff, Joe, is I call him the Bugatti because, honestly, he's an Italian sports car. And, like, you just watch him beat guys out of their stance. And that's what he did on Sunday. You know, I mean, that's a first-round pick in Fuaga right there. High first round pick. He beat him right out of his stance and turned the corner. I think he got to the quarterback Rattler in like 2 seconds. But that's what he was in New York. He was a pass rush specialist, and that's how you play him. And he had a lot of other good rushes too.
Yeah.
He's going to help this defense. Michael was really, really good. Like, you can see his violence and physicality. I think you can see Nick now. Moving inside, they're moving Nick around. Like, where's the pigeon? Nick's going to go up against that pigeon. He's going to find him. Cesar Ruiz, whatever it is. Like, I'm going to go pick. Like, Nick is playing really good football, but I think the group around him is far better than any point last year.
Yeah, Huff made some plays where he's bending around the corner. It reminded me of D Ford, quite frankly. Mm. And he got really low, and I mean, he was just flying out of his stance. You said, and he kind of alluded to it, you know, Bosa looks like a different man. What looks different?
I think his overall energy level is, and I think he's just, like, literally, some days it looks like he has no regard for his body. Now, we know he's got this, you know, Adonis physique about him, but he's thrown himself in there. Now, it's only 2 weeks, but he's thrown his body around like he's a rookie trying to make the team right now. And he's like no tight end's going to block him. Like, if he's one-on-one with the tackle, he's just dishing him. He's playing the game about as well as he's played it at this point so far this season.
You know, watching the game on Sunday, it, like, crystallized to me. Juwan Jennings at 6'3 and physical, even though he can't run fast, he's just a perfect complement opposite Ricky Pearsall, who I thought looked so good in this game, making contested catches with guys on his back shoulder, and is just slippery, just a really good football player. I love these two as complementary receivers to each other in this system. They maybe not get the headlines of a Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson or whatever. But for this offense, they fit. What'd you see from Jennings and Pearsall in this game?
Well, I saw a little bit of what you just said, but I think the number one thing is they're both dependable. You know, I mean, Juwan's just a good football player. He's a good blocker. Like, he runs his, like, he's, look, he's never going to be fast. He's never going to separate a great deal, but he's got, you know, he's got tangible assets, his size and his reach. So all those things are good. I think Ricky is just beginning. He's just starting this process. I think there's going to be a big growth with Ricky as the season goes on. And I just think you're going to see these shallow crosses. You're going to get him on the run. I just think there's a lot more to come with him out of different formations right now. So moving them around, putting them in motion, like all the things that Kyle likes to do. I feel like there's packages that are going to come for him as this thing begins to evolve.
All right, one more for you, Baldy. We appreciate your time this morning. Arizona this week, already 1-0 in the division right now. If you're the 49ers, beating the Seahawks week one, which was massive. Arizona 2-0 heading into this thing. Biggest challenge that this team presents is what at the home opener for Levi's this Sunday?
They're a good defense. They're really good defense. This Will Johnson, like, he was the best rookie I saw in week one. You know, what he did to New Orleans. Like, he just took Rashid Shaheed out of the game. Like, he can eliminate Rashid. Like, I'm interested to see if they put Will Johnson on Pearsall or what they do with him. He's excellent. The defensive line is, it's very, very multiple. The blitzes by this Nick Raelis, the defensive coordinator, he's talented. And how he gets guys free to the quarterback. They're a challenge for teams right now defensively. Now, Kyler's playing really good, and they're always going to be able to run the ball. The emphasis will always be to run. That's what Gannon wants to do. So that's the number one challenge offensively. And Kyler's a part of it, but he's not running it like he used to. But he's playing good football right now. But the running game is good. And defensively, they give you a lot of looks. They come at you. Buda Baker has basically got a green light to do whatever the hell he wants to do on a football field. His instincts are unreal. His tackling is crazy. But they've played close games now, and they've won two close games. New Orleans had a chance to tie the game up going down the last play of the game, much like last week. And, Juwan Johnson had the ball in his hands in the end zone, and Baker came and just blew it all up to help preserve the win. But They're a scrappy bunch that has improved a lot defensively.
Just a battle of first-round quarterbacks on Sunday. Mac Jones v. Kyler Murray. Baldy, great stuff this morning. Really appreciate it, man. We'll do it again next week.
Let's do it, guys. You bet, man. Have a great week.
You're the best, Baldy. Baldy, best in the Bay, bar none. Best guest we have here.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
And I mean that. Best guest in radio, bar none, is Brian Baldinger. Every single Tuesday, 7:30. Be there or be square. Kyle Shanahan announced yesterday that left guard Ben Bartsch has a high ankle sprain that he suffered during the 49ers' loss to the Saints. The only timetable Shanahan provided for his return was that Bartsch would be out for a while. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. It's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We got a lot to get into still. We got heroes and zeros from a week two win in New Orleans. We got Dave Fleming joining us at 9:20. And Brian Baldinger said something in that interview that made my jaw drop. We're going to get to it on the other side. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky, halfway home here on a Tuesday on 95.7 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.